Rabbi Sai, we are on the top of Yud Aleph Mit Aleph at the Mishnah. Before we start, there's some stuff to unpack. We've had these discussions, similar discussions about different aspects of Shvius, Taraisa versus the Rabbana. So here's more of that, just in case you didn't have enough. So we're about to discuss planting a tree, the Isser of planting a tree on Shvius. So, and this is this footnote one, this large footnote. So the Rash holds that planting a tree on Shvius is Osir Midyaraisa, even though it doesn't say it in the Torah. It says, Satcha Lai Sizra, Lacharmacha Lai Sizbar, Sviyachdim Lai Siktar, Sira, right? Doesn't say Natiya. Doesn't say Natiya. It does say Sizra, which is the tree counterpart to planting a field, but it doesn't say you can't plant a tree. So the Rosh says, okay, it says Sizmar, which we know from Hilch Shabbos is a tolda of planting a tree. So certainly the av of planting would also be Osir Midyaraisa. As I held the Rosh. The Rosh says that. The Rosh believes that the Rebbeinu Tam holds that as Drabbanan, because Rebbeinu Tam holds only told us only Ovois that are Usher on Shabbos can be Usher on Shemitah, not told us. So you have this counterintuitive situation, whereas Mira, which is a told us, Usher on Deoraisa, and the planting a tree. Yeah. One second, no, it should go the other way, right? But the Rosh holds Rebbeinu Tam. He says, Rosh explains, He says, it seems counterintuitive. Told us should be forbidden where it's av is permitted. Okay. The footnote is pointing it out, but points out there is a little bit of a difference between planting, which is not immediate gratification. Planting will only get you, right? Will only get you eventually the fruit.
Well, that's the same thing as fertilizing, you know, fertilizing and
yeah, working the karka. But it's close. It's much. It'll get much further away. Meaning the tea is not going to get you anything during Shemitah.
Right. 4 years.
Right. 4 years.
Can I just ask, as a city boy, when you say planting a tree, what does that mean? Is it a seed? Is it a sapling?
Well, the mission is going to spell out the three forms of it, at least three forms. I don't know if the only three forms. Like putting a seed in or a sapling in the ground, or being markiv abrach. We'll get to that. Okay. So that's. But I'm not finished with that machlekes because Taisvis in Rosh Hashanah quotes Rebbeinu Tam as saying it is osur midyaraisa. So the Rosh holds Rebbeinu Tam holds it's only midrabbanan. Taisus and Rosh Hashanah holds it's deraisa, and we're going. This is I'm speaking this out for a reason, not stam. And what the Rebbeinu Tam is holds as drabbanan is the 30 days before. He's going to hold the 30 days before that we're discussing. That's rabbinic. That's not midyaraisa implanting. Okay, it's going to make a big difference soon. I'm going to get to it. So the Mishnah says a nighten. You may not plant a tree. Ain mavrichin, you may not layer a vine, and that's where you put an existing vine into the ground, and it comes up because you want to create another vine. We had it in Masechtas Klayim, right? Ain markivin, and you can't graft. And of course, we're talking about grafting the same species. If you graft a different species, it is Klayim. Yeah, it's Klayim. It would be usher anyway. You can't do any of that er shvius. Pachas Mishleishim Yayim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. If it's 30 days.
It might not be Klayim.
If you graft one min to another min, it's Klayim.
How do you know that this Mishnah is talking about?
No, I'm saying the opposite. It's not talking. It's not. It's the same min, right? Presumably. Okay? Erev Shvius, can't do this before Shvius. Pachas Mishleishim Yayim Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because less than 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, according to the Tanakhama, will surely take root before Rosh Hashanah, and you may not may not necessarily take root before Rosh Hashanah, will very, very possibly take root after Shavuos. You may not do an action Erev Shavuos, which will be chal on Shavuos, and that actually becomes Aser. Assuming it's Aser Doraisa, we're discussing the same kind of thing we discussed yesterday, right? With the fagate, with the figs. So there's things you're not allowed to do because of maybe Taisefa Shavuos, as we discussed, B'char Shavuotzer Tishbeis. You may not do it Erev Shavuos, because it's going to have an action on Shavuos itself, okay? Or it's midrabanan, and the rabbanan said not to, but it could possibly be deraisa. Okay, the imlata oihivrich oihirkiv. If you did any of these three kinds of planting, things, with this tree, yakor, you must uproot the tree. Okay, that's the Tanakhama that holds that it takes 30 days to root, to take root. Rabbi Yehudaimer, kol hakavash and koletes, so shashiyah mishuvah and koletes, if referring to grafting, but it means anything. It means all three things. They speak out. Anything that doesn't take hold within 3 days doesn't take hold. So you may do anything 5 days before, because if you've done it, for instance, 5 days before, it's going to take root 3 days later before Shavuos, or not take root at all. So it's not a 30-day process to take root. It is a 3-day process to take root. Reb Yosef, Reb Shimon, Imrim, L'shtei Shabbosos. It's not a 30-day process, and it is not a 3-day process. It is a 2-week process to take root. That's a good question. It doesn't make that much sense, right? To have machlekes and mitzias.
Talk about this on Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah, about Lagavi.
Because he said that Rav Kanievsky said that it's a different period. Like you could just look.
Yeah. Okay.
You have to uproot it because every day it grows, it's allowed. Is that the point? You have to uproot it.
You have to uproot it because of a knas. Because of a knas. That's the Rabbana. Now, let's just pause here for a second and talk about our earlier discussion. So this says, Pachas B'Shleishim Yayin. Now, remember earlier in the Masechta, we discussed the very, very strong possibility that the 30 days is either from B'char Shavar Katzer Tishbeis, it's Osir Medoraisa for 30 days, whatever you do on Shavuos, those malachas, or it is at least halacha l'maaseh miSinai, or a strabana, okay? But assuming we're talking about a deraisa, so what you're not allowed to do is not only plant something that's going to happen on Shavuos. You may not plant something that's going to happen 30 days before Shavuos, because the 30 days is also a deraisa, okay? And indeed, there is a mefurash gemara, Bavli Rosh Hashanah 10b, okay? Rav Nachman said, I'm reading from the footnote on 11a2, Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabbi Bar Avua, whoever says 30 days means 30 plus 30. Whoever says 3 days means 30 plus 3. Whoever said 14 days means 30 plus 14. So we're either talking about 60 days or 33 days or 44 days, okay? That's what we're talking about. That's according to the Shitas of Rashi. That's Rashi Shita, based on that Gemara, okay? Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam, remember, we said according to Rabbeinu Tam, Taisvus and Rosh Hashanah holds, Rabbeinu Tam holds the 30 days are Midrabanan, not Midraisa, this 30 days of planting. It's very possible, just let me pause for a second. Whatever we said early in the Sechta, remember we were talking about Harisha. Harisha, because it says Bacharish Vakotzir, those 30 days, or the Halach L'Mashmi Sinai of Esen Netiyas, right? Those 30 days may be only applicable to Harisha, not to Netiya. So it's possible to hold those are Daraisa, but the 30 days of Netiya are Midrabanan. And indeed, Rabbeinu Tam seems to hold that way, and whatever. That's right, because the pasuk doesn't say it. Or the halacha l'mayshmi sinai was eser netiyos was chayrish, so the halacha l'mayshmi sinai dealt only with harisha. Okay. So it's very possible that you could hold that's the raisa or halacha l'mayshmi sinai, but not hold netiyos. And apparently, that's exactly what Rabbeinu Tam says. And the time periods in our Mishnah, the 30 days or the 3 days or the 14 days are Dafka, not 30 plus 30, okay? Mamish Dafka, only 30. And we have that Gemara. That Gemara was only said Legabi Orla. That Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, when Rav Nachman said that in the name of Rav Barabua, he was only talking about Orla, which also has a prohibition, right? We're going to see soon that Orla, you can. That's the next sugya, okay? Tomorrow's sugya, that Orla needs the 30 days. That is 30 plus, perhaps 30, okay?
Question.
Yes.
Usually, when the Mishnah has more than one shot, it goes in the order of either increasing or decreasing. Here, it's not that way.
It's funny, isn't it? It's very good aura. Yeah, yeah. You would have expected it to say either 3, 14, 30, or 30, 14, 3.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. It's an excellent aura. I don't know what to say about that. So, yeah. Now, so we have Machlekes, remember, Machlekes Rashi, that hold that these times are 30 plus 30. Or the Rebbeinu Tam, the holds not. The Rosh splits the baby. The Rosh holds, basically like Rashi, that it is 30 plus 30. But our Mishnah didn't say it. It's not a steer between our Mishnah and the statement by Rav Nachman Rosh Hashanah, because our Mishnah also said Yaakar. And the Rosh will say, the only thing that's Yaakar is if you did the actual 30. You wouldn't be Yaakar 60. And that's how the Rosh would say it. Okay, let's see the rest of the Gemara. Let's see this Gemara. Ain't nothing to be Amar. Keep what we said in the Mishnah. I'm on Yud Aleph, Amid Aleph still, at the beginning of the Gemara. Okay, one man now do all these things. Rabbi Eliezer b'Shem, Rabbi Yosef bar Zimra, Masisa b'Stam. The Mishnah is talking about where we don't know exactly what actually happened with regard to the rooting of the tree. So you assume it's either Stam is 30. It takes root, or 3 or 14, whatever you want to say. Hadavar bari shehishrish mutter. If you know for sure that it was that it actually took root before Rosh Hashanah, and therefore not in Shvias, you would not be Iker. You wouldn't have any knas. So it's not like a knas where, oh, you got to keep this rule. We're like Darish time of the Gezerah, and the Gezerah is because of Hishrish. If we know for sure it's Hishrish before, don't worry about it. That's one halacha.
It would seem that all trees have the same halacha, as opposed to, you know, vegetables or grains.
Yeah.
Depends on the type.
Yeah, I mean, I think you that's what you're learning with Tzai Shavuos, about iris, about planting, right, about rice. I think we're going to get more into it later also. And I'm turning the page. 11b1, Yud Aleph Amud Beis. This is still a quote from the Mishnah, but Pachas v'Shleishim Yoyim, the Fei Rosh Hashanah of him, you can't do it within 30 days. Right? But if you did it, you have to be Iker, the tree. It's a Knas Midrabanan. Break the Sokta Gemara. Loi Akar. Let's say you didn't. Okay? And as Shapsi pointed out, we're talking about
4 years later,
because it's Arla the first 3 years. Okay, so you were an Iker tree, planted it during Shvius, were an Iker 3 years after the Arla. Now you're getting your fourth year. Okay, Pairis of Mahain. What is the status of the Pairis? Are you concerned? Can you eat it? Is it forbidden? Okay. Rebbe Ba, Rebbe La, these two Amoraim, Havanyan Betzur, they were sitting in the city of Tzor, Asa of the Kumnehain, and they had that very Shaila come before them. There was somebody that planted a tree in Shvius, and 4 years later they wanted to know what to do with it. Hayre, Rabbi Law, Yishafku Pei Raisa. Rabbi Law ruled that the fruits should be poured out. It's a machlekes in the Mefarshim what this means. It either means that poured out, it becomes hefker, as the status of Shvius, of a Shvius tree would be, or it means it's usher because the Chachamim made a knas. So it's mamish usher for anybody. I'm a Rabbi Ba. Rabbi Ba, not so fast. Ani loyim nesi moim baliyah. I was not with a Chachamim in the upper chamber, in the upstairs attic when they made this gzeira. Now, aliyah is, it's just got a matter of expression, because if you recall, many of the gzeiras, they were baliyah beloyd or baliyah beusha, right? They went up. Some he says in the Doris Rishonim says, or I'm reading in the other footnote 4, it's an expression for a rabbinic enactment, because they used to have the upper chamber of the Sanhedrin, maybe perhaps there, so that's why it's called Aliyah. But in any event, he's saying I wasn't there, Amrin, and so they said, the Talmidim around Rabbi Boss said, okay, Neitzel Luchatz Nilman. Let's go out and find a Tana, what they used to call a Tana, a person that knew a lot of Brises, right? And find out, do you know anything about this? Nafkin v'shamin, they went out and they taka heard. And this is, he points out in footnote 6, it's the same as you find in the Bavli, Nofak dok v'ashkach. He went out, meaning he asked a lot of people, do you know any Brises, you know any source material for this? And taka found somebody, right? Nafkin v'shamin, they taka heard. Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlai, b'shem Reb Liozar, a mechachin al gzeira. It's one thing for the Chachamim to have said Yakar, but for somebody to go ahead and say no, 4 years later the trees are, the pears are usher, or the pears are hefker, not so far. They didn't go that far. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yitzchak bar Tavlai, b'shem Reb Liozar, basically the same thing with a different nusach. Ein moisif an al gzeira. You don't either not machadish a new thing, or you're not meisif on it. Meaning there's no reason to extend this gzeira to say that the fruits are usher. Okay, now let's talk about...
Even though the tree is usher.
Even though the tree is usher, or should have been. Yay, okay, right. But right. Natayu meis.
So somebody, whoever did that, is gaining from the aver.
A lot of people gain from a lot of averus. At some point, you give it over to the Rabbanu Shalom. Say it's his business.
Don't allow that.
Chum don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, that's why they made the gzeira. But the question is, how far you go, what lengths you go to punish an avarayan. And we're going to see right here how far the effects could actually extend. Natayu meis. Let's say, yes,
sorry,
go ahead.
Why do they say to be, shofach the peros, as opposed to just uproot the tree now? I mean, it's a lifnei iver, it's a michshol for people.
Okay.
It's
forbidden
that's
tree.
The point is that the peros are mutar, so it's not a lifnei iver.
No, according to the opinion that says that they're not mutar.
Yerachmiel, I would assume that that's a foregone conclusion. That you have to uproot the tree 4 years later. The question is, there's Paris now on the tree. I don't think you get a free pass. And
it doesn't say.
No, and I think the question is, does it even go as far as the tree?
Well,
I think whenever you...
Ochre,
yeah.
It,
yeah.
Does it mean only ochre the tree, or does it mean ochre or the fruit? Yeah, but it's partial that the tree has to go.
The Mishnah didn't say within 30 days be oiker the tree, or within 2 years or 3 years. It said be oiker the tree. Whenever this guy gets around to doing tshuva, if he starts feeling guilty and he says, okay, you know something? I think I did the wrong thing, or I didn't know the halacha. You have to be hugging the tree. But there's fruit on this tree. How far does this thing extend? That's all. That, I think that I think that's the Gemara's Abaya. What?
When you open up, when you uproot the tree, the fruit comes down there.
Yeah, so there's a note here.
Footnote one,
which I've never quoted a footnote.
Okay.
But if the fruit of an illegally planted tree is forbidden, it'll be forbidden throughout the lifetime of the tree.
Which sounds like you're not
like.
Sounds
like you're keeping the tree in existence.
I don't know. I think you're always in violation by keeping the tree not plant. You are in violation of bopping Icarit, of that Gzeret Chachamim. I think when you at any point you're supposed to be Icarit. The question is the fruit. That's how I understood it. I'm looking at the Pnei Maisha.
I'm not sure that's correct.
Yeah, I'm looking.
It would seem from what he says here that you leave the tree alive and you put up signs, put a fence around it or something like that. If you look at the Hebrew, they said...
Let's read the Marah fold inside, okay? The Divar HaMasko on the top. Ani lo yunesi amyon balia. I'm reading the Marah folder. I didn't see the Rosh Hashanah. Like his kamti mayam lasher pei raisav. Atam kedarim b'samach she mechachin al gzeiros vei masif and alim.
That's later.
Dayenu. No, I'm saying she gozu chachomim. Dayenu she gozu chachomim laakar anetia. B'loy lahaisav al gzeiro laabe pei raisav im loy akar. But of course, at any point, yeah. You're mechuyev to be oiker. The guy is an avarian. So let's say this guy, okay. I mean, that's a pashut question. The guy is an avarian. He was overall divrei chachamim, planted in the shvius, kept the tree going, and then he it's an apple tree. He takes the apples and takes it to the supermarket. Are you allowed to buy it?
No, it's shvius.
No, it's not shvius anymore.
About 5 years later.
5 years later.
The tree has the den of
Shvi'ath
always.
That's the Gemara Shaila.
Yeah, but according to this, the one who says it's Asa forever, and anything that grows on it is always Asa.
That is a Shaila of the Mepharshim, exactly what Yishav Kupei Raisav meant, what Rebbe Law meant. But whether it means usher or whether it means shvius, if we're talking about a person that wasn't Icarid at any given time. Okay, I think we discussed it pretty well. I think we move on at this point. So how about another shiloh, another nuance to this very halacha, okay? And the question is, Natoyu Meis, if a person planted a tree and then dies, the person that planted the tree dies. B'noi ma'o shehei mutal l'kaimai. Can the son maintain the tree? Here it's clear we're talking about maintaining the tree, not be oiker or not to be oiker or not to be oiker. That is the question. Okay, Tana.
It's not his history. He didn't do anything.
Exactly. Right. So Tana, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abaya, Devar Dalia, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abaya of Bar Dalia said, Natayu Meis, if you have that situation, Benai. We are going to be gairus for the ease of this mutter l'kaimai. The son is allowed to keep it. Okay? And now I'm 11b2. V'asi kamanda omar b'pnei achashad. And because Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abaye holds like the manda omar b'pnei achashad, there is a machlaikis in Bavli and Gittin, whether somebody that plants a tree in Shvius, right, is he allowed to, if he did it but shaygeg, not knowing, does he have to uproot it or not? The mayor holds that he has to uproot it, and the Gemara gives two reasons why Reb Meir holds that a person that planted a tree b'shaygeg and shvius has to be ikrit. One reason is b'pnei hachashad, because if you don't do that, everybody's going to say, I didn't know it was Shaygeg, right? So because of that, it's going to be so easy to get around it We're chayshe people, and that's why we make people even b'shaygig uprooted. Another Manda Arbo says no, because of the minyan. Because if you do it, people are going to, remember, you have to count 3 years of Arla, and they're going to count back after 3 years, and they say, 1 second, this tree was planted b'shvias, must have been beheter, so people can plant trees b'shvias, or 30 days, or within 30 days of shvias? No. Right? So we don't want that. We don't want that minyan, people to make cheshbonos and to be matir based on the minyan. So if you hold mepnei hachashad, so again, going back to our case, right? The son had nothing to do with this. The son cannot be nechshad. Because the son, we know the son had nothing to do with it. So he would be mutter. If you hold mepnei minyan, somebody else could fall victim to making that bad minyan, and could be. So it wouldn't matter whether it was a son or not, right? Aval b'pnei ha-minyan, says the Gemara, av moina, but no, I ain't a moina. So what? With the father you count, but with the son you don't count, right? Of course, people can count it either way. So it would be. It would be usher if you say b'pnei ha-minyan. If that's the Tam or Rav Meir in Gittin, others are gairis, the other way around. They keep it either by switching around our Gemara, or they keep the Gemara and they hold for care. Once it's usher l'kaima, because once the Gemara said, right, once the Chachamim said something is usher, They don't care, and the lashon of the Gemara there is, I'm looking at that variant box, kansin and shayga gato mezit and kansu b'nai achrav. We don't care. So it's possible that it's exactly the opposite. If you hold b'nei hachashad, you would kansu the son. If you hold b'nei haminyan, he buys by tzarech ian. I think there's a good reason, if it's because of calculation, why you would matter it. I think people, once the father dies, people are not keeping a cheshbon of the years. Oh, the father, who's no longer with us, planted it 3 years ago. If the father's not around, and this tree is now the son's, people are going to more easily, move on, right? You move on. So... that's what I think. I think there is a swara to say that it's mutter that way. Okay? And that, either way, the Gemara works out.
Thank you.